Episode 981, Shine Even on a Rainy Day.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Many blessings to you. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. I just hope you're ready for some relaxation, some rejuvenation for your mind, your body, and specifically your spirit, your relationship with Christ. It's very important for us to grow both professionally and personally, but that relationship with Christ should come above anything else. And that's why we really take some time away from our day-to-day to really figure out how we can shine even on a rainy day. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Shine even on a rainy day. It's really hard when life throws you curveballs. It's really hard when you go to the doctor and you are called in to say we've got to chat about something that they found from a test that they did. It's those curveballs of your marriage not working out exactly like it is and you're still in a rough patch. It's those times where you're like, gosh, I've been working on my relationship with my son and it just isn't quite there. I don't know what's lacking. How do you handle yourself when the days get rough? Shine even on a rainy day. We all have seasons we wish didn't happen. We all have them. But you are stronger than the storm you're in. Maybe you're in a storm right now. You're stronger than that storm. It may not feel like it. I know. I've been through many storms. And all those storms you think would add up to Hurricane Harvey or Hurricane Irma. And when you're in it, in the midst of it, it seems worse. It's devastating. It seems like there's no way you can go on, but honestly, you're stronger than that storm. This week for me has been a really long week. Actually, the last couple weeks have been. I don't know why. I think we were coming off of the holiday and just a four-day week kind of threw everything off. And then we were moving into, you know, this past week and we had showings with the house. We had dances, you know, at school, and we had working at the football game and just regular everyday activities that you have to do. We had family in town. There was just a lot. But the worst part of my weekend was when I lost my diamond. My diamond of 25 years. Yes, it was my engagement diamond. My son came into the room. He had to go off for his fraternity initiation and things that they were doing this weekend. And he said, Mom, will you put my pin on me? And so I went to pin him. And there as I reached up, my ring laid empty. I squealed out something like, my diamond's gone. My son, who stands taller than me, almost 6 feet, not quite, but almost there, very broad shoulders, he stood there so still. I think I probably scared him to death. He didn't know if he should say anything. With his mom, he knew, heart crushed. I went from having a really great morning, chatting with my mom, each little child waking up and coming in saying good morning because we kind of had a late night. And I was in the kitchen and about ready to fix some French toast and bacon. It was just going to be an easy morning. And there everything changed. My diamond was gone. And it wasn't so much the loss of the diamond as what it really means to me, the sentimental value. So the search party began. We all went out. We looked through the trash cans, the bacon grease, the garbage disposal, the garage, the truck, and even the grocery store I had visited just that same morning. No sign of my diamond. We were crawling on the floor. We took our indoor shoes off, okay? We don't wear shoes actually in our house. We take them off, but we do have slippers that we all wear. And we took them off so we could feel something underneath our feet. This was a storm that I really didn't want to find myself in. You see, this diamond had been through many things. This diamond that was given to me by a man who proposed to me on his birthday because he said that would be the best gift ever, me saying yes to the proposal. He called my dad and said, I want to take your daughter's hand in marriage for life. But then 16 plus years in, he says, I've fallen out of love. Little did I know that that diamond on my finger with an inclusion in there, but the clarity was so, everything else was so perfect about it. It shined so bright, but it was marked also. He would comment once in a while. He would say, you know, honey, one of these days I'm going to get you a new diamond to get rid of that mark that's in there. So when we had the major storm hit our life, and he said, I've fallen out of love, I can remember looking down at that ring going, my diamond's been marked. God, though, reconciled our marriage, and he brought us together. So the diamond actually meant more to me than when he first proposed to me. And I knew I probably needed to take it in and have it looked at, but you know, life gets in the way and it just doesn't become a priority. My diamond's gone. So there as I stood with my son looking at my hand frozen, going from very happy to nauseous and just like gasping for breath. I was like, wait a minute. I was so quickly reminded. It's not about the diamond. It's about how you shine. Shine even on a rainy day. And that's what I really try to do when all is lost. You have to shine on a rainy day. What happens in your life when you fall? Whenever you fall, do you shine? You know, even though my diamond was marked with an inclusion, think about it. Think about your life. How many storms have you had in your life? And it was so small, though. You know, only I really knew that it was there. My husband knew, but, you know, with the little bit of money that we had, that was the best that he could give me at the time. And the rest of the part of the engagement ring, though, meant more to me because they're actually Hawaiian rings. They're hand-carved. It's a one-of-a-kind. There's nothing else out there like it. Nothing. And it meant the world to me because that's one of the things we talked about in our, when we were, you know, talking about marriage before we were engaged is, you know, I wanted something to be different. Even our wedding bands are hand-carved. And they each are engraved. And yes, it does have the date in there so he doesn't forget our anniversary. Yes, guys, sometimes you need to do that because a lot of other numbers run in your head and not always the anniversary. But it was more about looking at that diamond knowing it was a reminder. We've come so far. And it hurt more that way because God had healed us. He reconciled us as a couple. Shine even on a rainy day. When you've fallen so far, do you ever get back up to where God wants you to be? That's truly the reflection question that I have for you today is, whenever you fall, do you shine? Even when the inclusions, even in the storms that present themselves, do you still shine? Because my ring shined like none other. In fact, we quickly went. I said, I don't know if our insurance covers the rings. And at that point right now, it didn't matter. The diamond was gone. I had worked the concession stand just not even hardly 10 hours prior. And I was like, maybe somebody ended up with the diamond in their hot dog. Okay, I was wearing gloves, I know. But we got to have a little humor in this. I said, that would be the most expensive hot dog ever. Or bratwurst, or chicken sandwiches that I was kind of responsible for. I did hand out a little popcorn once in a while. But imagine finding that. That would lift someone up. And who knows, maybe that diamond is going to shine for someone else and bring hope into their lives. You can't let the bad outshine the good. And too often we focus on the bad, which makes it grow. And it's hard for us to bury that. Some people would look at my diamond, and if they only saw the inclusion, they would only see that. It would be all dark. And they'd be like, oh, it's messed up. And I looked at it and only saw beauty. I was reminded how good God is all the time. Shine even on a rainy day. God is with you in your storm. Even when a rainbow doesn't present itself. And it was interesting because earlier in the morning, before I started in the kitchen, before I found out my diamond was gone, we just had a slight rain shower. It was a sun shower. And it was beautiful. My mom was standing in the kitchen and I was kind of looking out, and we had to bring the cat off the deck. Got to get Skittles in. Come on, Skittles. You're going to get wet. It was just very brief. But the sky had this eeriness about it, kind of dark and gray, yet bright and light. And I told my mom, I said, it's days like this that happens, that there's always rainbows, and they always shine over here. Little did I know that there was a storm brewing about my own diamond. And that something that I hold and cherish, not more than life itself, but because of the meaning of it, would be gone. And I would see no rainbow. Rise and shine even on a rainy day, because God is with you. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Are you doing more of the latter? You're flopping. You're trying to escape your nest and the wings aren't there. They're just not quite there. You don't have the talent, the technique, and you just kind of fall to the ground. You grow weary and you faint. But when you hope in the Lord, when you believe and trust in Him, and you realize that He's always there to catch you, then you're going to soar. You're going to run and you're going to walk. There's no stopping you, because nothing is impossible. So today, wherever you are, I want you to really reflect. Whenever you fall, do you shine? Be the diamond in your day. Rise and shine, even on a rainy day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.